following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including Sports Extra 1330 in Flint, 100.9 FM in Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw in the surrounding area. Thank you, Brad Tunney and the crew. At 100.9 FM, their radio home is the home of the Dodgers. High A affiliate, the Great Lakes Loons, one of the best ballparks you'll ever see in baseball, and good people there in Midland. Speaking of the Dodgers, the voice of the parent club, the LA Dodgers, Joe Davis, will join us in about 20 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on the World Series that opens up tonight with the Astros and the Braves. Should be a good World Series. Huge question of the day with ESPN College Game Day, the Big Noon Fox pregame show, and the Barstool Show all doing their shows from East Lansing before the Michigan State game on Saturday. What will be your go-to show if you're going to be going to the game? Let me know that at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. We also threw out the Huge Challenge a couple hours ago when we started the broadcast. If any listener gets creative and gets a sign that has the word huge at the bottom and statewide 3 until 6 p.m., how you do it? ESPN College Game Day or the Fox Big Noon pregame show. And it gets on TV more than once. And if we have multiple people, we'll judge Superfly and myself. But that one person we'll win a huge house party next summer. I'll do my show from your house. I'll bring food, and I'll bring a DJ for the post-show party. So you have to get us that national exposure on Saturday, either ESPN College Game Day or Big Noon. I did get a text from JB in DeWitt, which is in the Lansing area. He said, now, if I got a sign that says Huge sucks statewide 3 till 6 p.m., does that count? Technically, under the rules of engagement, it does. Wow. I just gave everybody. I opened up a can of worms on that one, didn't I? I'll honor it. I will. I'm a man. I look 44 and I'm a man. Matt Charbonneau will talk about the Michigan and Michigan State football game here in a few moments. I mentioned Joe Davis, voice of the LA Dodgers, followed in the footsteps of Vin Scully. I think I'm still rattled by the huge suck sign. I really am. I'm rattled by the huge suck statewide 3 till 6 p.m. sign on ESPN College Game Day or the Fox Big Noon pregame show. Joe Davis followed in the footsteps of the legendary Vin Scully. not Vin Cully. I followed Vin Cully when I had my first radio job in Taft, California. Hey, Bill, what happened to Vin Cully, who used to call the Taft high school games? Vin left. Is he any relation to Vin Scully? No, he was Vin Cully, and he thought he never could succeed with Vin Scully right down the highway in L.A. Let's go talk to Matt Charbonneau. I'll tell you what, I think his daughter is the Barry Bonds of girls softball. He shares a video every once in a while. We're all proud papas and mamas at the end of the day, but I saw it. How old your daughter?
She's 14.
She can crush it.
Yeah, she had a good one last weekend. This past weekend, though, she dove into third and ripped a nail off of her thumb.
So she
sucked it up and played about four games like that. So I was almost as proud of that as I was of the homer.
Oh, my God. What are you creating there with the Charbonneau Athlete Factory? Wow.
Well, you know.
Rip her nail. Hey, right now, put her in as a Navy SEAL. She's going to lose a nail and still can go play four games.
Well, you know, there might have been some fake nails left from homecoming on there, which
yeah,
I don't think.
Trust me, I got a junior daughter. These homecoming dresses they're wearing, I'm like,
oh, don't get
me. Don't even get me going on that. And I'm like, you know, what's going on here? When I was in high school, the dresses, the girls looked like they were coming off the Little House on the Prairie set.
They're a little different now.
Hey, is that Laura Ingalls?
That's going back a little bit.
It is going back old school right there. Yeah, his daughter, he shared that. It was the home run video. She can crush it. So she's 14. Is she eighth grader going in the ninth or ninth going in the tenth?
It's the fall of her ninth grade year.
So she's going to play next year varsity softball, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. If you need me to call a coach, I can make a few calls.
I think we'll see, though.
Maybe. Yeah, no, yeah, that's a sweet swing. I showed it to my brother who teaches. He has, like, his power baseball has, like, half girls softball players that he teaches power hitting to and half boys, and he has a lot of success, and he's a former second-round pick of the Brewers. And Saturday night we were over having some pizza with my mom, and I showed him the swing, and he said, man, and like, she's turning her hips and just – What's he called? Squashing the bug. He has his own hitting. I don't know what he's talking about, but he was pretty good.
He's worked hard, and it's paying off.
That's so awesome, buddy. I love the proud papa moments and the proud mama moments. I don't get that. That's the best part of the social networks. It really is, Twitter and Facebook. When friends you know and coworkers or people you're close to, and you remember their kids when they're little or your own children, and then they're doing this, and you're like, I love that. It really is cool. All right, let's move on. Talk about Michigan at Michigan State on Saturday. Wolverines 4.5-point favorites on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. If you weren't Matt Charbonneau writing for the Detroit News and you were on the DraftKings Sportsbook app or out in Vegas, what would you do with that number? Take Michigan State at home plus 4.5 or Michigan minus the 4.5?
I got to feel like right now I would take Michigan State plus the 4.5. In fact, you know, I don't know what some money lines out there. That might not be a bad bet either. Because I feel like if the team's going to win here, I figured the line was going to be right around the 3.5, 4, something like that. It's obviously getting bet up. I mean, I think some of this is the natural, and Michigan's also always going to have a little bit of an advantage here. I think it's because, you know, I think people naturally bet up Michigan a little bit. So, I don't know. I'd feel pretty comfortable with Michigan State at 4.5 right now. I mean, that's far from a guarantee. And luckily, I don't really gamble. If anyone sees my picks in the paper, sometime they'd wonder. I don't know. I like the balance of Michigan State's offense. I know it wasn't great 2 weeks ago. And, you know, they had that bad half at Nebraska. Something tells me that home atmosphere is going to be a little bit of an edge. I still think it's going to be close. I'd feel a little bit safer with the Michigan State side of that bet right now than Michigan. But, you know, there's certainly a path. I mean, Michigan runs the ball well. They throw the ball decent. And, you know, and Kenneth Walker can't get going. I mean, that's a pretty good formula for Michigan, too, to win by 10 points or something like that. So it's a pretty close line. But I think right now I would lean Michigan State just a little bit.
Yeah, the money line on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, I just checked it while you were delivering your opinion, plus 165. That seems like a pretty good bet taking Michigan State at home, being undefeated at number 7 in the country.
Yeah, that might be the way I'd go. But, you know, like I said, those some of those things I just brought up, maybe Michigan proves in this game that they can run against, anybody. That can be the case. Michigan State hasn't been great against the pass this year. And maybe this is a day that, we've seen some life from that Michigan passing game the last couple games. Maybe that continues this game, and maybe that front of Michigan's defense causes all sorts of problems for Michigan State's running game. I don't think any of those things are a stretch. And so at that point, now Michigan becomes the solid bet and they win by a touchdown or 10 points. I really think these teams are really, really close. So it makes it hard for me to say which bet is the safer bet. I just think it's a toss-up right now at this point.
And I think the toss-up is based on the quarterback with the better game throwing the ball, that team wins, whether it's Thorne or McNamara, or out of the blue if you get J.J. McCarthy comes in. But right now I'll go with the starters. Thorne or McNamara, whoever has the better game throwing the football, give that team the W.
I would tend to agree. And if Michigan State can protect Thorne, if he's under pressure, all bets are probably off. If he's got time to throw the ball, he's proven to this point how good he can be. Again, the Indiana game wasn't great, but overall this year he's been pretty darn good. You just wonder, though, that Michigan State offensive line, as good as Michigan is up front, will they cause some problems there? Will they make Peyton Thorne get rid of the ball quicker than he wants to? Will they disrupt some things? If that happens, I don't think it's a slam dunk that Peyton Thorne has the better numbers in this game. So there's a lot to be unsure about, but I think you're right. If one of these teams is moving the ball through the air a little bit better than the other, I know we always talk about whoever wins the running battle in this game usually wins. I think they're both going to be able to run the ball. They've both proven that, certainly Michigan has. So I think you're right. I think this quarterback battle and who has a little more success through the air could be a big difference in this one.
And the crowd, that's going to be a hornet's nest. And, I look at, Michigan this year, when they've been on the road, where have crowds been active and affected Michigan visually when I'm watching it? Late second quarter at Madison, and they were fired up, and Michigan came out, and that third quarter quieted the crowd, and they were jumping around, not the Wisconsin players by the end of the third. Nebraska, same thing. You could see the mojo and the crowd rising when Nebraska took the lead, but Michigan found a way to bounce back through the noise and the roar in Lincoln and win that game. So I'm sticking with what quarterback has a better game. They get the W. We'll talk later in the week. I want to get your prediction on the game, okay?
You got it.
All right.
Just let me know.
I will. Matt Charbonneau joining us, Detroit News, Michigan State insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with both Michigan State and University of Michigan Athletics. And if you're tailgating at the game, if you're having your own house party, all your food, all your beverage, all your gear, Spartans and Wolverines, quality license official team gear, a huge selection, always at that great Meyer price inside your local Meyer. On the way, Joe Davis will join us, voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers on TV. And he's out of Potterville, Michigan, for our listeners on the game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. We'll talk about the Strohs and the Braves. Game 1 of the World Series is tonight, and Davis will tell us who will be world champions.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day only at SoaringEagleCasino.com. So many fantastic Michigan State football games through the years, and so many of them ending in an unpredictable manner. And the underdog has always had its moments in this series, of course. You remember the finish 6 years ago in Ann Arbor, the botched punt after Michigan had dominated much of the way and the Spartans got a win on the final play of the game. A year ago, Michigan State, a 23.5-point underdog in Ann Arbor and winning by 3, even though it was a rough season the rest of the way. It would appear that the game Saturday in East Lansing, we know it'll be emotional, it'll be loud in the stadium, and there'll be key plays. But predicting outright who's going to win, you can have fun with that.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value Auto Parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge cheer for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes, he is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Auto Value is a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For a location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go talk about the World Series. Starts up tonight. Game one, Astros and the Braves. Joe Davis out of Potterville, Michigan. TV voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also, you'll see him calling football games. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Joe.
What's going on, Huge? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you've been locked in. You're doing what they do every game on TV, right, for the Dodgers, 162?
Yeah. Yep, it's a grind through the summer. I wound up doing like 140 of those or so.
Wow.
Between, you know, miss on a lot of the weekends for national stuff for Fox. But when I'm not missing for Fox, I'm doing those Dodger games.
That's great. The Dodgers had they had the team, you know, when they picked up Scherzer. I thought they were a lock not only to get to the World Series, but win it. But instead, the Braves are the story of the postseason this year, and we get game one tonight with the Astros, who I saw this graphic. So far in the playoffs, they have scored 42 runs with two outs. Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, they're a machine. They've been, I think, the best offensive team in baseball all year. So really, for me, no surprise seeing them represent the American League. The Braves are a definite surprise team that didn't get to above 500 until like late July, early August, and lost their best player in Ronald Acuna midseason. Still found a way not just to get into the playoffs, but to reach their first World Series in a couple decades.
Yeah, well managed. I like the vibe on that team. You get a culture. That's important.
Yeah, for sure. And it's funny to think, Huge, that remember Brian Snitker took over a few years ago, and at the time it just kind of felt like he was a placeholder, that he'd just be there for a year, maybe two, until they won the route that most organizations are going these days. And now you're a young, for lack of a better way to put it, kind of analytically fueled manager. You know, he's an old school guy, one of the rare old school guys in the game. What's interesting is there's another old school guy on the other side, obviously, in Dusty Baker. But it didn't look like Snitker was going to stick around for that long, but he's done nothing but win since they've given him that chance. And here he is taking his team to the World Series.
Yeah, and they've had great pitching. I think ERA a little over 3.4. But on the flip side, you get the Astros tonight in game one hitting 281 as a team in the playoffs. Yet the pitching hasn't been that solid, giving up 4.5 runs a game.
Yeah, and they face a really good lineup. You know, the Red Sox lineup is one of the best in baseball. So I think that there were, you know, a couple explosions early on in that series that maybe skewed those numbers some. But I think there's no question about it. It's the offense that carries that team. They've gotten enough pitching at times, really good pitching, but bottom line, enough pitching to get them to this point. And I think the offense is so good that a lot of people have them as the heavy favorite in this series.
And I thought Scherzer was the over-the-top pickup and Turner, and I know Turner couldn't stay healthy during the postseason, but man, you know, Scherzer was a bulldog. I know he couldn't go in what turned out to be the finale, but yeah, the Scherzer pickup, the payroll, the money. I thought the Dodgers had another ring. I really did.
Yeah, and as you know, Huge, it's just a lot of times it's who's healthy and who's playing well at the right time, and Dodgers were not healthy, and that's, I would say it's not to make an excuse, but that is kind of making an excuse. They didn't have Muncy, who was probably their best hitter during the regular season. They lost Justin Turner. Scherzer was unavailable there down the stretch. They had lost Kershaw. They had lost Dustin May earlier in the year. They had lost Trevor Bauer to the off-the-field stuff. So it was a diminished team that was still good enough to go six games in the National League Championship Series, but I think if you go back to opening day and before the season and you said that this is where they would get to and you remove all the context from it, you'd have to call it a disappointment. I think that they've kind of spoiled Dodger fans. They've been so good for so long now that anything shy of winning a World Series does feel like a disappointment, regardless of what happens with the injuries and such.
Joe Davis, he is the TV voice of the LA Dodgers, grew up in Potterville, Michigan. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Radio Network. So, Braves and Astros, game one tonight. Is this a easy series? Nothing's easy when you get to the World Series because teams are usually on a roll. Is it a five-game series, 6-7? What do you think?
You know, I said Dodgers in 5 or 6 in the NLCS, so I'm hesitant to say it's too quick of a series. I think Houston does win. I'll say Houston in 6 and then probably regret picking against the Braves again. They just sometimes there are teams that feel like they've got it going on and they're a team of destiny, and there have been many moments where it's kind of felt that way with the Braves. I mean, Eddie Rosario suddenly is the best hitter in baseball history. It's like, geez, maybe this is just the Braves' year. But even that said, I'm going to go Astros in 6.
So growing up in Potterville, Michigan, as I mentioned, were you a Tigers fan growing up?
Big Cubs fan.
Oh, wow. So you were a Cubs fan in Potterville. How'd you become a Cubs fan?
I was. WGN, I think just the pull of that, like a lot of people, you know, Cubs fans scattered across the country. I think the national TV pull where you could get them just as well as you could get your local team. And then made a couple trips to Wrigley Field as a young kid and fell in love with it.
That's awesome. And from the Tigers' perspective and your travels with the Dodgers, and you mentioned doing 140 games on Dodgers TV there in Southern California this year, what's the vibe on A.J. Hinch, Al Avila, and the Tigers right now moving forward in the 2022? What were you hearing?
Yeah, I think you got to be excited if you're a Tigers fan. You know, the vibe out here is that everybody hates A.J. Hinch because he's the Astros man, former Astros manager, and that's tied, obviously, to 2017. And there are very, very strong feelings around here from Dodger fans about anybody attached to that 17 team. But I think if you remove yourself from that and look at what he's done throughout his career and the progress he's made very quietly in his short time there in Detroit and what they have coming up still that we haven't even seen, I would be really excited if I was a Tigers fan moving into 2022 and beyond.
Joe, I appreciate the time. That was a grind, crazy up and down season for the Dodgers, and we'll see what happens beginning tonight in the 2021 World Series. We'll stay in touch, man. Congrats on all your success. Are you doing any more now that baseball is winded down? Are you doing any more college football games?
Yeah, so I've been doing football every week. NFL here in in October, filling in for Joe Buck while he's on baseball. So I'll be
That's
in
cool.
New Orleans this weekend doing Bucks and Saints, and back to college next week once Joe's done with baseball.
So you get the Troy Aikman and you together?
I will be, yeah.
That's awesome. You're in the big time, voice of the L.A. Dodgers, and you're there with Troy Aikman. You're like the Michael Irvin of Fox.
I appreciate it, man. I'm very lucky.
All right, my best to you and your family out there in L.A. and also your family in Potterville. We'll stay in touch.
Okay, Huge. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, same to you, man. Congrats on all your success. That guy, he is the next Joe Buck. He is the next voice of Fox World Series playoffs. And I'm telling you, it could be next. I don't know how long Joe Buck's contract is, but Joe Davis is the next star. He'll be Jim Nance for 20 years. He's a good dude. He really is. He lived in Grand Rapids for a while, and then he moved to L.A. when he became the heir to the Dodgers' local TV throne when the legendary Vin Scully retired. You want to join in on the conversation? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He'll join us within 20 minutes. Jim Comperoni on the Mel Tucker rumors. Is he two and done in East Lansing? Comp from SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, will check in. I also invite everybody to get your pro football picks in each and every week in the Beat Huge contest. So it's pretty simple. The Thursday night game is a freebie. You have until noon every Sunday to play at thehugeshow.net. It's a weekly contest. If you haven't played, don't worry about it. It runs through the big game in early February. And that $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter, could be yours. Play every week for free at thehugeshow.net.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Like you, I love baseball, and nothing's better than playoff baseball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on the World Series. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a home run in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the World Series like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials at your fingertips for every game. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets if a home run is hit in the World Series game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued on non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Crazy year in college football. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider. He was at the Mel Tucker, Michigan, at Michigan State presser, media get-together, gathering, whatever you want to call it. Interesting comments from Tucker. We'll begin with, I retweeted your LSU comment, Comp, and he really didn't come out and say, I'm not going. He just said, I'm focusing on Michigan.
Yeah, just one little sentence. He was asked about it. And he said he focused on Michigan, and he says, and he said, I appreciate you understanding. That was it. Which I'm sure he was trying to figure out all week how he was going to answer this, and probably got some input. The more that a coach says about something like that, the more trouble he can get into. I don't know if trouble is the right word, but the more awkward it becomes. The less a coach says, the less there is to critique. So he wanted to just give one little sentence, say he's looking at this game, and that's it. So that's what we had to go on. I think he was asked a little bit later, you know, what does it mean as they win games and his profile expands, you know, what positive impact does that have? And he talked about recruiting a little bit, but the question meant was centered around the LSU profile, but you know he took the question and talked more about recruiting and things like that. So he's not going to talk about it. And you know what? With his background, he can't say too much because you know at one point he said he was going to stay at Colorado and left. So the more he talks, the more we can critique. So he just left it at that. And as of now, that's what we have to go with.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meijer guest line here on Michigan at Michigan State Week. What'd you take from his presser when it came to comments about the matchup Saturday in East Lansing?
You know, he was asked about dealing with Michigan's fine running attack, and he kind of joked about it and said, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to give you our whole game plan? Do you want me to get out a grease board and go X's and O's? You know, there's not much that a coach can really say in terms of what they want to do to stop a team. They can basically just compliment what the other team does well. And he certainly did that. And he talked about the things that, that Michigan does with their solid players. One of his main comments and points that I took from it was he's been telling his players to limit the distractions and reduce the hype. And a few players, Peyton Thorne, Jaden Reed, Connor Hayward, they came out and talked a little bit also about reducing the hype. They don't want to have their best practice today. They don't want to try to win Saturday's game today. Mark D'Antonio used to have a comment about that. He said he wanted his players to keep the lion in the cage all week, prepare, and then let it loose at the right time on Saturday. Along the same lines, Mel Tucker said he wants to peak at the right time. He was asked about what this game means to him, and he kind of avoided the subject. He said Monday's too early to talk about that. You can tell, you know, he's big into neutral thinking, as he likes to say. He's big into keeping things even keel, and he's not going to throw a lot of things out there on Monday, and he wants his players to focus on day-to-day tasks, fundamentals, all those boring things we don't like to write about and talk about, but they're keeping it very precise this week as they try to build it to a crescendo. But that was similar to D'Antonio, keeping a lion in the cage all week, release it on Saturday.
It's going to be a great game. Comp will talk later in the week. We'll break down the matchups between the Wolverines and the Spartans.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, he's known as the Fun Governor. Tim McCullough is checking in from the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And Timmy, what's shaking this week at Soarin' Eagle?
Man, we have so much going on. Boys to Men will be in the house. on the 30th. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great Saturday night if you're in the R&B. Boys to Men, they don't disappoint. So we're going to have a lot of fun there. And now also October 29th, Fall in the Cash, our promo from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. where you can win your share of $20,000 in cash and premium prize. So premium play. So all you got to do is show up, come on in, and be part of the fun. And then we get back to the shows. And let me tell you, ladies, November 13th, the Hunks. They don't disappoint. Come on out. Tickets only $25. There's a beautiful mail review. You'll be entertained. The 27th, the Temps and the Tops will be in the house. And then we come up on December. We got a great lineup coming in December. Dustin Lynch bringing his country fun to Soaring Eagle stage. Also, the Beach Boys, Holiday Harmonies on the 17th. 18th, Jonathan Antoine's Christmas Laying Live. That's going to be a whole lot of fun if you're into great classical music. He will not disappoint you, that I assure you. The 27th, Rodney Carrington bringing his comedy. The 28th, Rick Springfield and Men at Work. That's right, Rick Springfield and Men at Work. What a great show that's going to be. On the 29th, Mike Epps. The 30th, Sawyer Brown and Lone Star. That's right. That'll finish out the year, and then we're going to have our huge New Year's party as we do every year, so people will be coming out for that. And, of course, Halloween. We have Halloween. All you got to do is show up. We're doing hot seat drawings from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. all day Halloween. So come in and get a chance to win $500 in premium play. And it's going to be a strong finish to the year. We're very excited about all the entertainment, all the things you got here at Soaring Eagle that everybody's come to expect. So make sure you come out and have some fun with us and win some big money and some great premium play. And, of course, the entertainment speaks for itself, Bill.
Hey, you can watch the Michigan-Michigan State game Saturday at noon, and then Boys to Men could be singing The End of the Road dedicated to the Michigan or Michigan State fans.
I like it. I like it a lot. I really do.
Yeah, by the way, download the Eagle Access app. Everything Tim talked about and more 24/7. Just download the Eagle Access app. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. Don't forget about the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property, the upscale accommodations at the retreat, and for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City Saginaw area, you have a great destination in Standish at the Saganine Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. Timmy, let's catch up next week. Enjoy the weekend.
Let's do it, Bill. Enjoy.
All right, Tim McCullough, the Fun Governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I think my good friend Ashley Owen from the Purple Community with Van Andel Institute, she is standing by here on the huge show across Michigan. Welcome back, Ashley.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
All right, let's talk about this special event you have for video gamers out there that also can help raise awareness and funds for the Purple Community and Van Andel Institute's research and their movement towards finding a cure for cancer and Parkinson's.
Yeah, we are so excited to officially create and launch this brand new event called Gaming for Hope. It is a 24-hour streaming and gaming marathon event taking place beginning around 10 a.m. on November 13th and going until 10 a.m. November 14th. And the event will also feature not only the streaming marathon, but several tournaments, including FIFA 21 on PlayStation 4, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, League of Legends, and Counter-Strike Global Offensive, along with several featured streamers who are more well-known in the community. And we'll also be giving away loads of prizes and giveaways for participants who actually choose to also fundraise as part of their participation in the event.
So if somebody listening, a family, may have some kids or adults who want to be a part of this, is there an age limit? How can someone sign up? I know it's November 13th and 14th, Gaming for Hope with the Purple Community and Van Andel Institute. Just Google Purple Community, easiest way. You'll see events. You can click on it. But for somebody listening, a parent who their kids may want to get involved, is there an age limit? Is there a cost to get in? Fundraising, how does all that work?
Absolutely great questions. For a couple of the tournaments, they are collegiate level and require a college level team to participate. But for other events, anyone who is able to stream, and if you need your parents' permission to do that, you can get it. But anyone else that's able to stream, you can play whatever games you like to play and do fundraising through Tiltify. We have a campaign set up that also is linked on our website. So we try to make it really easy for anyone at any level to participate. And if you're not huge into streaming or playing video games, you can just watch all the fun and excitement and get a better idea of what happens in this world by watching our live stream and registering to stream the event. We'll send you a link so you'll be able to follow along during the 24 hours and pop in and out as you'd like to learn more about the Institute and take part in watching all of the fun action.
Gaming for Hope is a 24-hour gaming marathon that will be held virtually beginning at 10 a.m. on November 13th through November 14th of this year, coming up next month. All proceeds from the event will support Van Andel Institute's biomedical research and K-12 and graduate education programs. So just Google Purple Community. Easiest way, you'll see Van Andel Institute Purple Community. It will pop up. You'll see events. You can sign up. You can get your kids involved. You can get your college friends involved. Gaming for Hope, 24-hour gaming marathon, starts at 10 a.m. on November 13th. Will run for 24 hours until November 14th at 10 a.m. Just Google Purple Community and be a part of Gaming for Hope. And also the Van Andel Institute, their Purple Community. They're a voice and also a color in terms of letting people know that that Purple Community, when you see that purple, they are there, raising awareness and money for cancer, Parkinson's research, and also biomedical research and K-12 and graduate educational programs. Google Purple Community. And then click on events and be a part of Gaming for Hope, November 13th through November 14th, a 24-hour gaming marathon. Ashley, good to hear your voice again. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, thanks so much for having us again. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Ashley Owen, and she has made a commitment and done a great job representing Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Again, just Google Purple Community and be a part of Gaming for Hope, 24-hour gaming marathon. I know there are a lot of people who want to be a part of that, from kids, and like Ashley mentioned, those in college. Google Purple Community, click on events, and get all of the info. We are back live across Michigan on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, Superfly Hayes, our producer extraordinaire. Remember, 24/7, you can stay in touch with the show at thehugeshow.net. Aiden Champion, who is one of our interns, and he writes a couple of blog stories every week at thehugeshow.net. He goes to Michigan State. He wrote a great opinion piece on why Mel Tucker won't leave Michigan State. That article is up. You can read it right now at MichiganSportsNetwork.com or the quick link at TheHugeShow.net. And then when you're there, get your football picks in the Beat Huge contest. Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter, one of America's top accounting and business firms, they have put up the $1,000 in cash. It could be yours. It's a weekly contest. The Thursday night game is always a freebie. So you have until noon every Sunday to get your football picks in at thehugeshow.net. And you could win that $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Bean Carter. And we did the Huge Challenge before the show began with the news yesterday that ESPN College Game Day, Fox Sports Noon Pregame Show, and Barstool Sports will all be in Lansing, in East Lansing, on the Michigan State campus, broadcasting before the game on Saturday. I set up a challenge with the audience. If you get a sign that has the word huge in it, or at the bottom, statewide 3 to 6 p.m., and it gets on TV twice, everybody who accomplishes this will go into the judging between Superfly and myself on the most creative way of getting the Huge Show recognized nationally. on TV, and you will win a huge house party next summer. I'll broadcast live from your home or business. I'll bring food and a DJ for the show after party. All right? So find a way to get the huge show statewide, or just huge statewide, 3 to 6 p.m. on a sign and on ESPN College Game Day or Fox this weekend. To everybody, we'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Big, bad, huge.